for you.
It's a Spanish song that they play during Miami Heat games when they're up in the fourth quarter. I like the song. I like the hoodie. I wore the hoodie. I tried it on because it's an XL. Steph said it's probably too big for you. I want you to try it on before I throw away the receipt. So I tried it on, and then I wore it as I left. And I was like, this is probably a mistake. But here we are. Are we good?
It's a little big on you.
It is a little big.
Yeah.
But I like hoodies to be a little big.
Okay.
I don't like form-fitting hoodies all the time, you know?
Yeah. Spoken like a true fat guy.
Fair enough. I have no retort for that. No. Other than, correct.
Well, I was there too, man.
Yeah, we're losing the weight. We're down 26 pounds.
Amen, man. That's what you got to do. No. A little bit at a time.
Yeah, you gotta gain it, and then you got to lose it.
What's the point of gain weight now?
Well, because besides the fact that it's fun to be lazy and fat, so people can compliment me when I lose it.
It is a nice feeling. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you look good, dude. Well, it's because I looked terrible a few months ago.
If you're looking good all the time, there's no point. Where do you have to go to?
People hate you
for
being a good-looking dude.
You're just always good all the time? Yeah. No,
but if you only look good part of the time, that's when the compliments start rolling in.
Zero respect for the grinders at the gym all day long.
What are you doing?
For all their lives?
Get in shape.
And then
get
do it again. All right, come on. I want to see the cycle. All right?
Exactly. I don't want to see the same Jane person every time. Switch it up. Get fat. Get skinny.
You can get a six pack. Okay. Well, you know what? Can you eat yourself to death?
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
There we go. Yeah.
Yes.
Look terrible for a few months.
And then come back.
And then bring it back.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
You being there all the time?
Yeah.
Okay, man. All right. You know, I got places I can be all the time, but I'm not. I choose not to be there.
Yeah.
All right. Choose not to be there.
I'm more impressed. Consistency, not impressive.
No.
Short bursts of really focused in energy. That's what impresses
Brilliance
me.
Right there. Yeah. That's one-hit wonders. That's
These
what I'm looking for,
over
okay?
Here working hard for a six-pack year-round. What are you doing? Work for it hard for a year. Get it. Prove it to everyone. Then put the weight back on.
I have an odd-even year type of thing.
Yes.
Odd years, you're off. Even years, you're on. You know? That's if you really want to extend yourself. I think that's a healthy lifestyle.
I have a wedding coming up in about a year, so I'm going to lose all the weight for that. And please believe I am going to be a fat ass as soon as it's over. Shout out to my girl. Appreciate
I mean, she cooks well, so understandable.
Exactly. Also, shout out to our friends over at Chico Velo, supporting bicycle education and advocacy since 1980. Chico Velo encourages you to ride your bicycle and park it safely at the Bike Valet when available at the Thursday Night Market and the Saturday Farmers Market. For more information, visit chicovelo.org. You can also find them on Facebook. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got the squad, full squad in the building. We got our girl Erin joining us in a little bit. So with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's have some fun. Let's start the show.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
No, the drill. Talk about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Coming at you live, I am your co-host, Drill Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
We got our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it, because you can't take this money with you, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
We have the bathroom bandit himself. The Jew for Jesus. The one, the only, Stepman Brett.
Yeah.
All right. And if you hear that energy, people, and that can only mean one thing. That can only mean one thing. Football! So naturally. We have to start with everyone's favorite football segment. Ladies and gentlemen, foot and mouth.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
What are we doing right now?
Foot and mouth. I totally put on the wrong.
What is going on here right now?
My bad. We're not doing the news at all. All right.
I was like, wait, hold up.
Guys, my bad.
Okay.
Let's foot and mouth. Let's get the joke right.
Deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, throw a ball out of a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
So the queen died. No football. Yeah. Queen dead. No football. Postponed. RIP to Queen Elizabeth II. Not all world of football. Just the EPL. Mm. They took their time off.
Yep.
They honored the lady, but play no football. I thought playing football would be a great way to honor the lady. Everyone knows the queen loved.
Yeah.
She loved the game of football. She was a football head. She would have been a hooligan if it wasn't for her status as queen. Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything you care less about than the royal family being an American?
I mean, don't get me wrong. Never appreciate the royals. Never have. They don't get why we over here do. I think I can understand the lore of it. The idea of being a king or a queen has been bestowed upon every little kid, from especially in the female audience. Mm. Being a princess or a queen has always been like, oh my gosh. Yeah. And especially this day and age where everyone's like, oh, you go queen and you go king. Hate that, by the way. That's beside the point. The fact that we do have such an amount of people that do care that. Don't get me wrong. The lady died. She had a spectacular life, did a lot of crazy things, bestowed a crown at 25 years old. For 70 years, she reigned as the Queen of England through some crazy times, and she's seen a lot. Is she the best person? No, but no one is. No one's perfect out there. We're all very far from it. And he is without sin can cast the first stone, so that is none of you. So shut your mouths. We all had our flaws, but she still died. So the EPL took her time off. Luckily for us, there was still Champions League that happened during the week that gave you some football to get on. And I got to say this, makes me happy. Liverpool fans, be worried. Mm. This is not a good look, y'all. Yeah. This is a tough time right now for Liverpool. They got smoked.
The bird is scurred.
They got smoked in Napoli 4-1. 4-1.
Facts.
And in Liverpool, very flat to start out, come off the season right now. The new signings... Darwin Nunez in particular has been a little lackluster. The loss of Sadio Mane has been a lot more impactful than I think a lot of Liverpoolians were expecting. That being said, they still have a quality team.
Yeah.
But still, Champions League lost 4-1. As the dig went on, though, we did see some spectacularness out there. Barcelona took down their easy opponent 5-1. Can't even remember the name. They're not worthy of being remembered. Yeah. They're not. They don't matter.
Who cares?
Bayern took down Inter in Inter, which is a big one.
Yeah.
2-0 on their behalf. Tottenham played a wonderful game against Marseille. 2-0 on them. But again, tough day for Liverpool. That was not their time, especially for Chelsea as well. They lost in Russia. 1-0. Tough day for them. Not good looks. Real Madrid took down Celtic in Celtic, which is that's a humming environment right there. If you ever have a chance to go to any one home environment, a Celtic versus Rangers, that is a rivalry that is historic. Protestants versus Catholics, we love that rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
You know we do. And it's a rockin' stadium. That being said, they still lost.
Yep.
Real Madrid, king. Shout out to Man City as well. Took down Sevilla. 4-0. Again, I've been saying it. This Erling Haaland edition is disgusting.
It's unfair. That's what it is.
The whole world should be fearful, shaking in your boots, literally, as this man is rolling past you because he is just a force.
He just scores, man.
He's a Norwegian wonder kid. He is a true Viking.
Yep.
Like, this dude is the rape and pillager of us all right now, okay? That's what he does, all right?
Liverpool plays tomorrow?
Yes, all the makeup games are starting up to tomorrow. So that is, I'm sorry, that's just Champions League.
Champions League.
Yeah, Champions League starts up again tomorrow. So you have that again to keep your mouths wet. Liverpool, Ajax, again, starting off tomorrow afternoon, 12.
That's going to be a good one.
That should be a good one. Ajax puts up a good fight. They always have a team, and especially with the way Liverpool's playing, not fun. This would be a nice way for Liverpool to answer the call. They're going to have a season worth remembering. Leverkusen versus Atletico Madrid. That should be a fun one. But the big one you want to watch out for, Robert Lewandowski returns to Bayern as Bayern and Barcelona fire off against each other. That is going to be the match of the day. You want to be watching that one. Because, again, this is a Lewandowski that has been scoring goals nonstop since his entire career. Wherever he goes, he puts the ball in the back of the net. He has left that Bayern squad. They're still doing Bayern things. But this Barca team could be kind of special.
They got squad.
They got a squad.
Yeah.
They got a squad. Lewandowski, Dembele. Whew, that's a duo. That is a duo right there. And they got some guys that can make it a trio. And we love trios over. They love trios over in Barcelona. Okay? They love them.
I don't know what that means, but I like it.
Well, they just the front three, attacking three, has been very prominent times. Yeah. They like threes.
MSG, right?
Yes, MSG. Then you had for a long time it was the Messi, the Xavi, the Iniesta. Yes, that was a three. They love threes over in Barca. Triangles. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Like it.
So, your football needs are going to be there. Do not doubt that at all. The Premier League will resume next weekend, I want to say.
They postponed the games again this weekend as well.
Jesus. Did they?
Yeah.
Wow. How much postponed does she need?
Yeah.
Okay.
God, I'm so over the royal family.
So it's two weekends in a row that games have been postponed.
Let's get moving. Yeah. Okay, and she's gone. She's old. Let's get the queen out of here. Let's get this all done with. Let's return to football.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, you got La Liga out there to still keep you wet. You got everyone else. EPL is just taking their time.
That's fair.
But that's the one I think the world mostly cares about.
It's the most popular.
It is the most popular.
Yeah.
We all have the biggest stake in with our respective squads playing in that league.
Yep.
That being said, you can still get your football elsewhere, but I want my Premier League football.
Yeah, let's
go. So come on. You know, wrap it up, y'all.
Let's go. She's dead.
Crown him. Get him out. She's
done.
Good. All right. Yeah.
She gum, as you would say.
You really wanted to sweep the floor right now. I'm willing to pay some respect for the lady. I understand.
No, let's get it done.
All right.
Yeah, let's move on.
Well, hey, you have no say in it, so it doesn't matter.
That's true. See you later, queen.
Your opinion is moot. As are mine and all of ours.
Yeah.
That being said, that's foot mouth.
All right, very good. We did that to piss you guys off. Let's talk football. That's right, baby. Week one, almost in the books. As soon as Seattle beats the Broncos.
Wait, was it Yaya or was it Ham?
As soon as Broncos beat Seahawks. I mean, it is 7-3 right now, but we're both on two different bets. Go ahead, continue.
Mm-mm. That's it. That's what I see. We should fight to the death. Live on air.
That'd be weird.
Only one person walks out of this room right now, boys. All right?
And one of us all... is joining the queen.
Or three of us.
Yeah. Oh, we're doing a four-way fight here now?
Apparently, we all got thrown in the mix now.
All right, let's do this.
Let's overreact to everything. Niners, season's over. Might as well hang it up, not show up. You're doing okay, right, Rudy?
Dude, I'm perfectly fine. We dominated that whole game.
Good.
The first half, we
did. If Debo doesn't fumble that ball, the game's over.
Pathetic. Yeah, you lost to the Bears. The Bears! Yeah. You lost to the Bears!
Damn it, don't get me going.
The Bears!
All right, you know what, dude? No.
The Bears!
Dude, I'm perfectly fine.
The Bears!
The Niners are going to be fine!
Yes. The Bears!
We're fine.
Dobbers.
Keep telling yourself that.
Tufanga had 11 tackles. Bose had a great game. Yeah. Greenlaw could die and go to hell because he created most of the penalties that were
Dobbers.
Well, first of all, hold on. The refs, all right.
Yeah.
Reckless speculation. The refs got a giant bag because there's, 11 penalties our
11,
way?
Yeah.
None Chicago's way? Oh, okay, right.
You guys don't know how to play in the rain, okay? Clearly.
That wasn't rain. That was a monsoon,
okay.
Bro.
Okay, monsoon, rain,
only
made up a tail.
The same thing.
Okay?
Thank you. It's just keeping wine bottles on deck and keeping candles on.
Always, baby. Always prepare yourself, okay? You never know.
That's how you handle monsoon season.
All right?
You should have been in the locker room pre-game.
Yeah, you should have been there.
That's why the
chocolate snacks come in handy, okay? All right? If chocolate
gift
works.
Bags.
If my man Derek was there, the Niners would have won because he would have explained how to rock monsoon season. I'm not worried about it. It was it's game one. It's week one.
I'm not.
The Niners. Listen, everyone who's jumping off the train, go ahead and stay off. I don't.
Yeah.
All right. You're not welcome on this train anymore. The train is loaded up of loyal fans like me and Rudy. We never doubted. We're good. Okay.
I can't wait till they swap him over in week six.
Jimmy G is not starting.
I just can't say. I'm gonna say
Jimmy G's gone. He's gonna go to Dallas. Watch. Mark my words. You heard it here first.
You think we'll really trade him to Dallas?
Yeah, dude. The Dak is out for 2 months.
Who's who's Dallas's backup?
I don't know. Do you know his name?
Oh, it's that. No, is that Blow dude?
Is it his name? He's. I'll check.
Blow. David Blowhard.
No.
Blowhard.
He's on Detroit. They got like Michael Murray or something. And his name starts
Is it Italian?
Colton.
Clearly, we are qualified to talk.
So qualified.
I feel like this would be an easy look up.
Let's talk about the positive. You're a Niners fan. The Tasmanian Tongan, I think that's his nickname, but yeah. Hufanga, absolute beast, was everywhere yesterday.
Yes.
And he was great last year, but from year one to year two, there's some hope there. The bad news, Eli Mitchell out at least 2 months with...
Cooper Rush.
Yeah.
Solid name if you're. Oh man. Ooh, look. That's
a wow. Solid name, and then you see the picture of. Nope.
No, I was gonna say solid name if you're a running back.
Yep.
Not for a quarterback.
Cooper Rush, 5 years experience, and he came from Central.
You want like Cooper Cannon as your name as your starting quarterback, not Cooper Rush. Plus, redheads don't fare well as quarterbacks.
Yes.
And he's played all
see well in the light.
All of his years in Dallas, yes. Backup quarterback. He has a total
of some garlic out there. They're scared. Okay.
Oh no.
Okay.
Played a total of 11 games.
Damn.
63 attempts. 38 completions. Not pretty. He's got 3 touchdowns and 1 interception. Yeah, so
Jerry Jones is. He's going after someone, and Jimmy G, I think, is the best guy out there.
By the way, Kyle West, our homie, already had Rush in the group chat. He was way ahead of us, so shouts to him. Cooper Rush isn't going to do anything. Cowboys suck.
Oh, that was beautiful.
I love it.
There's a lot of teams that suck right now, you know?
Yeah.
Green Bay sucks.
Yeah.
Green Bay sucks. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Green Bay sucks. Yeah.
Let's talk about this. Why is Aaron Rodgers still with the Packers? I have a theory. It's just so he could complain about they never did enough for me. They never put enough talent. Because had he came to the Niners, there's no excuse not to win the Super Bowl. Had he gone to a ready-made team like Matt Stafford did, there's no built-in excuse. But our boy Aaron Rodgers not mad enough to go to a real squad, so he stuck it out with this pathetic squad in Green Bay that has no weapons aside from Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon. Okay, your wide receivers, trash, 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 all the way down the line. All of them, trash.
Yes, agreed. But where was he supposed to go? What team was he supposed to go to make a better decision than being in Green Bay?
The Niners.
Y'all already had your squad.
The Niners.
You already had your quarterback, though. They already had their quarterback, though.
Denver?
Oh, the Niners are giving up.
They traded to get him.
Well, he had an option to go there.
Again.
The Colts.
The
Colts, yeah.
That wouldn't have been a bad decision.
Matt Ryan there, baby.
That honestly wouldn't have been a bad decision. That would not have been a bad decision. But Niners and Raiders would not have been one.
He stayed in Green Bay so he could keep being like, oh, poor me. Well, my team didn't give me any talent. Okay.
He's like almost like a KD almost of the NFL.
Regardless. It's the same thing as the Niners. It's only the first week, and guess what happened last year? They lost the first game, but they ended up winning the whole entire conference. Same thing with you guys. Yeah. What, you guys were 2-4 starting out, and you guys played?
2-4 to start the season, then we went to Lambeau.
So I'm not worried at all.
Okay.
And by whoop that ass, we got a block punt for a touchdown by the Tasmanian Tongan.
We did.
Yeah.
And that was the season.
That was basically the end right there for us. But
that was last year. Who cares about last year?
But I'm also ready for our...
Pudge 25-52. That was last year. Who cares? Green Bay, not going to win that division this year.
Dude, Vikings are actually real.
They're a good squad this year. I think we're going to come back. We're going to win
Cousins,
that.
Baby. Woohoo! Yeah. Cousins, baby, MVP, it's coming his way. Yeah. I see it. Yeah. I've seen it.
Kirk Cousins.
He's going to throw. He's going to throw many balls.
I think he's going to be runner up after Josh Allen.
When he's got Justin Jefferson, I mean that's going to be a deadly tandem.
Dalvin Cook. Yeah. They're looking okay.
Even Adam Thielen still works.
Oh, yeah.
And watch out for the Raiders, too. I know we haven't talked about him yet, but Raiders, I know you lost.
Devonta, boy.
But that team's going to be fun, I think.
In week one?
Yeah.
Devonta's a machine, Adam, man. He's always been a machine.
Yeah, I mean, you put him back with his college quarterback, you know. Yeah, that's comfort.
It's going to happen.
That's like, you know.
It's happening.
That's like Denny's.
I mean, he had more yards than the Packers wide receivers by himself.
Who was that number nine that dropped that, your rookie? Oh, my God. What is his name?
I can't remember his name for the life of me. It's
went
something.
Right through his hands.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
That's his first and last target all year long.
He's going to get demoted to the practice squad.
Yep.
I loved that.
The fact that we almost had two ties this week, what the
that
hell?
That was
dope. Come on, y'all. That'd be better.
Have we ever had more evidence to get rid of kicking in the NFL than this past weekend? Just yuck. First of all, week one, just terrible football across the board. I was talking to TJ yesterday, and he's like, yeah, some good games today. I was like,
Where?
Because all I saw was trash football from top to bottom. I didn't see very many good games. Did you guys?
No. It was either a one-sided game, and then the other team would come back and try to win, like the Bengals and Steelers game. Yeah. That was one-sided throughout. The Falcons game was one-sided. Then the Saints came back and won that game.
Because you can never trust the Falcons.
Yeah, and Q had, seven field goals made that game?
Yeah.
Something insane.
So apparently you have to have a good kicker. Having a good kicker is a very big luxury.
Oh, well, yeah, 1,000%. Yeah. Like the Browns. Browns want
I'm
that.
Just saying, they may want to say get rid of kicking or that or get into kicking, you know?
I just want to eliminate it from football altogether. Like I've said before, it's like in the NBA, calling a foul, then having a penalty kick to decide if you score or not. It's so dumb, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. Week one overall was pretty trash, but at least football is back, so we could argue about fantasy. We could talk about what our team's going to do this year. And my question is this. Is anyone going to beat the Bills, or are they just going to destroy everyone and win the Super Bowl?
They're going to roll. They're going to roll.
Josh Allen is playing like a madman, boy. And he, with that stiff arm he did to homeboy, that was probably the stiff arm of the year. Because he is a machine. Guy's, 6'5", 250, 260 pounds with an arm and legs?
He's going to be fun to watch along with that wide receiving crew.
Yeah, that whole
in
team,
Buffalo.
Davis and Diggs, dude.
Yep.
And they got single. They have a full team.
I will say, Josh Allen has a high potential of getting hurt, though. He's a dumb.
Well,
he's a dumb runner.
Well, yeah, you
need
he
to
is
stop
a dumb
being,
runner.
That stiff arm, it's unnecessary. Stop trying to do the unnecessary. Be out there for your team because it needs you to because you have a cannon of an arm. Your legs are.
He does have
monster.
The body, though, for that. But you're
dude,
right.
No one does.
He should not be running.
Look
at
what Cam Newton
middle.
Did, all right? The dude,
you're
his
right.
career got shot
you're
so
right.
short no, because yeah, of what he did to his body, and he was built.
Yeah, he was. All right? He was bigger than Josh Allen.
Cam Newton is a beast, okay? And they tore his body up with the way he put him out
that
there.
That is true.
And I'm just saying, he got a cannon of an arm. Yeah. Cam Newton did not have that arm that Josh Allen did.
True.
So you got to protect that arm by protecting your legs, my dude. And I'm just saying, if you keep doing that, it's not going to be pretty. And the Bills need you.
Yeah,
they live and die with you right now.
I think that is the one way Jimmy G is starting this season for the 49ers, and I think that's why he's on the roster. Because Trey Lance kept running the ball and refuses to slide, which I love in a football player, but not my quarterback. Just slide, lose a yard or two on that. Like, I know you want to get the extra yards, but he just kept taking off and lowering his shoulder. And it's like, look, bro, we need you to finish the season. We don't – this week one win, not going to do all that much for us if you're sitting – if you're on IR for the last 6 weeks of the season. So I would like to see him fix that and get down, just like you're saying. Josh Allen keeps running like that. All you need is one time to land funny.
Yep.
And
be cracked by the side.
And you got every guy on that defense with the idea of taking your head off.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they want to do, especially to the quarterback, more so than ever, because they know if they take you out, that team is dead. That's a headless dragon right there, you know? And it's something that you really have to keep mindful of, and I get it. Like you said, Drew, we like seeing those guys that run through it, but there's a time and place. Right. Know when to hold them, know when to fold them, baby, you know?
That's a great call. Did you guys catch any of last night's game? And if so, Chris Collinsworth, was his voice distracting or commendable for playing when hurt?
distracting as hell.
Yeah. They need to tag him out at that point.
Yeah. Like, you know,
Chris, shut up.
Oh.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I mean, I listened to the highlights and said, like, what is going on with this
it
man?
It was so bad.
Yeah.
His voice was hoarse or something. It sounded like he was coming off strep throat. Oh, wow. And I just don't understand. Just have Chris Sims come in and fill in. You have a plethora of guys who could fill that role.
Yeah.
Maybe not as well, whatever. But, like, that was distracting. Like, I was, like, kind of passing out on the couch, getting ready to do the radio show last night. And I kept hearing his voice. I was like, yo, we got to watch something else. This is really bugging me. I cannot listen to his voice. It sounded like he ate cigarettes and gravel in the morning. That's what it sounded like.
There's one thing that producers should know of all these things. I'll never tune into broadcast for the commentators, but I will tune out because of certain songs. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Speaking of that, was it weird to anyone else to see Troy Aikman and Joe Buck calling Monday Night Football tonight?
Oh, that's right.
It is a little odd. Yeah, I had that on in the back, and I was getting ready to come
Al Michaels
here.
And Kirk Herbstreit?
Yeah. I don't...
It's weird.
Wait, is he... he's on CBS. That's right.
Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit are doing Amazon Thursday Night Football. Yeah. Thanks for yawning into the mic. That was super
interesting.
Helpful.
It was more of a but it was like mid-yawn.
Yeah. Could not care less.
Yeah.
Where are we at right now? What's today? Yeah. We still got 30 minutes. What?
Couple quick updates. TJ Watt's out with a pectoral injury. Well, I don't think it's diagnosed yet, but it's a pectoral injury.
To be determined, but it seems like it's going to be quite some time.
T. Higgins out with a concussion. you said John here. What does that mean? Tua ties John who? With four straight wins against...
John Elway.
Oh.
Yes.
Four straight wins against Belichick. Yeah. Tua, again, we still don't know. I don't know if he's a good quarterback. I have no idea.
No, I don't think he is. All those balls that Tyreek was catching, he had to go and reach for.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the Dolphins have a problem because they all look so good out there in their great uniforms that you just think they're good.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you just think, like, dude, he's good.
Yeah.
You know, he's good. Dude, look at him. He looks great, you know?
And you add Tyreek to the
I'm
squad.
I'm just saying,
that just,
I just feel like... Jalen Waddle, it's not bad.
Yeah.
That just prevents interceptions at this point. There was multiple times where he had to, like, grab it from the defender.
Yeah, that's true.
That would have been an interception for anybody else except for Hill.
Yep.
Well, now we see why their owner was working in the shadows trying to get Tom Brady to come over, be the president of football operations, and then take over as the quarterback. Tua just not doing it, man, and we'll see.
You can never trust an Alabama quarterback. I feel like that's a very
absolutely true right there.
You never trust an Alabama.
Who is the best of those Alabama quarterbacks of this?
I'm gonna look that one up. There's not much.
Greg McElroy.
Well, Mac Jones isn't he Alabama?
Mac Jones is.
He's been okay.
Yeah,
right. I mean,
that's as close as you're gonna get.
That's the best one we got right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you go through this like the AJ McCarron ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's commentating now. I'm pretty sure he's not.
Bryce Young looks pretty great.
But he's still there.
Yeah.
He's still there.
Yeah. I mean, who really has come out and done anything?
I don't.
Jalen Hurts.
Oh yeah. There you go.
I mean,
there
he's,
it is. Yeah, Jalen Hurts.
All right.
But
here
he
we go.
Ahead. Go ahead.
What do we got?
Hit us.
Let's do it. Since 2006, we have Brody Croyle.
Okay.
Yeah. Greg McElroy. Is it
McElroy?
McElroy. Okay. AJ McCarron to it. And Jalen Hurts, Mac Jones.
Hold on.
But that's
pathetic.
It.
That's a pathetic lineup.
How are you ejected on Tua's last name?
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts.
Oh, Tagovailoa?
Okay.
Yeah. No, I know what to say. I just went with Tua. I was like, I'm not going to do the whole last name here. Not going to do
enough.
It.
Fair
Mike
enough.
Shula is one of them. Wow. Okay. Take it back. Bart Starr. There it is. Right there.
Okay, we're best. Talking about recently.
Yeah, recently, but Bart Starr is the best.
Joe went there, too. Again, not worth it. That doesn't count.
So
no one.
Alabama quarterback besides Jalen Hurts, Mac Jones have done anything, and even those guys.
Haven't done much.
I mean,
they're still a toss-up right now.
Haven't done anything.
We're still.
But they're great.
It's a wait-and-see situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They had the most potential.
Yes.
Bryce Young has the most potential. But he's still suiting up.
I think he has the most potential out of those three guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bryce Young looks awesome. Yeah. I mean, not so much this past weekend, but we get to that later. Let's see. Anything else? Oh, does anyone have any fire takes? Any hot takes?
Oh, yeah.
They want to get...
Oh, not, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Shout out to Adam with his Cowboys. the only team not to score a touchdown this weekend are the Cowboys. Mm. And they scored the fewest points for the Cowboys team since 1989, which was the first game of Jerry Jones' ownership.
Wow. Wow.
And they lost Dak for
now that is
2 or 3 months. Baby.
2 months, okay. Right.
So, wow. Yeah, Adam, I'm sorry, but, dude, Cowboys suck, and they always will.
I love that. Sorry, Auntie.
I hope you're tuning in, bro. And if not, I'll send you the link to the show. You can see it later, bro.
I have a prediction.
Okay.
I don't think any of the participants from the Super Bowl are going to make the playoffs this year. I don't think the Bengals will. I don't think the Rams will. Well, I think their divisions got better. Mm-hmm. I think they got healthier. And I don't think either team is going to make it to the playoffs.
I mean, Stafford's an elbow injury away, and then the Rams are done without him.
Yeah, and they look terrible on Thursday. Absolutely terrible.
Now, you got to give some credit to the Bills because the Bills, their front seven, that front four in particular, oh, my God, they're getting after Stafford. Yeah. Stafford had no time to throw.
And they had zero blitz throughout the whole game.
Yeah, they did not blitz. That's unbelievable. And if they're going to play like that all year, you might as well hand over the Lombardi trophy now, because if that front four can get after you like that, it's going to be a problem.
It honestly looked like the Bengals' front line on offense. Absolutely atrocious.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
it. No protection.
Yep. Yep. All right. Let's do it. It's been a while. We haven't done this in almost, 8 months?
Give or take.
It's time to talk some fantasy. Now, for those of you unfamiliar, Derek has complained about fantasy for years and years and years. So Derek has willingly bowed out of this year's
Congratulations.
I've won.
His money where his mouth is. And bowed out. But the rest of us are still in fantasy.
Oh, yeah.
And we know that no one cares about your fantasy team nearly as much as you do. So, this is a moment for everyone to go ahead and vent for 30 seconds. We have thirsty 30 seconds of fantasy. Let's do it. But I gotta know what's
your fantasy. No one cares!
Okay. Judy, I need you to go off. Russell Wilson, needs you right now.
I win
one game. I win one game. It was a great game. But it's not enough. I need to go with two games. I need these games right now. Judy, go off. Whatever you do,
I'm going to outsmart everyone. I'm going to take a quarterback in the
Derrick Henry.
Everyone is taking quarterbacks late. I'm going to zig when others are
sacked. Judy has 0 points. Right now,
damn, I just—I mean, we had 2 more seconds. We could have gone more, but
we could have gone for hours.
Yeah, well, I know, but I'm just saying, two more seconds. You guys could have, you know.
That's it. That's all you got.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
All right. I feel better.
You feel better? Good.
Feel better.
Good.
You feel better?
Yeah, always.
All right. Hope you at home feel better.
Yeah, there you go.
Feel free.
Stress relief.
Moving.
The chat
moving
on
forward,
there sounds confused.
Feel free to join in on the thirsty 30 seconds of fantasy. This is therapeutic for not only us, but we want you at home to be yelling at your radios.
Do that or drop a comment, dude, because I want to hear it too.
It would be better in the car because it looks like you're just road rage as well, back. Yeah.
No, that guy's having a day-to-day, right?
Yeah.
It's just my fantasy team's been bloating. It's great. I'm all good. No.
As the kids are screaming and crying in the backseat.
Yeah.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Dro, Derek, Rude Dog, Statman Brad, all in the building. We want to give a shout-out to our friends and our supporters over at Cotton Party, offering contemporary women's clothing and accessories with an emphasis on natural fibers. Cotton Party has been providing friendly service for over 30 years in the heart of downtown Chico at 337 Broadway. Cotton Party is grateful for your business and offers complimentary gift wrapping with each purchase. More information by calling Cotton Party at 893-4923. And I want to issue a challenge with the holidays coming up before too long. What are you looking at?
I just thought I heard you say something that just said very. You taking back a little bit.
Oh, please. I hope I did mess this up.
I don't know if you. I think you may have just. Complimentary. That's. I think you missed the. I think I missed the end of that. So okay. I heard comp party.
Oh, weird. I want to issue a challenge to each of our listeners. Obviously, coming off of a pandemic, we've had a couple tough economic years around here. Avoid Amazon. Avoid the big box stores. Come on downtown. Shop local. Keep your money local. Jeff Bezos, he's going to be just fine without your money. Trust me. He's gouging us all every month for just the Prime membership, which is pretty great. But you get me. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and then talking about shopping locally, our good friend Ken and Jen and James are opening up a toy store called Learning Express here in the next few weeks. So I'll give more details as the time comes sooner. So, yeah.
All right.
Shop for your kids and all their good stuff.
Yeah, right here, downtown Chico, California. All right, should we do the news drop again?
Yeah, might as well. Yeah.
Two times a charm, boy.
It's a great drop.
I don't know what happened earlier. I just came in hot. I was ready to do this. I was like, this joke is going to be so funny.
Not what we talked about at all beforehand.
And it wasn't that funny because I hit the wrong drop. Anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, Derek Isamaki is going to get you caught up with the going-ons around the world with the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. We start off globally today, y'all. We're going into the great continent of Africa. In particular, we're going to Nigeria. Where in Nigeria, they like their donkeys. They actually have a need for donkeys. Donkeys are a big work animal for them. That being said, though, donkey parts go pretty high on the black market.
Oh.
Mainly, they're shipped over to China. Donkey skins...
Yo.
And donkey penises in particular are the main culprits.
Hey,
they apparently have some health benefits.
I'm going to ask a question. I know this is insensitive, but what's up with China, dog?
I mean, Eastern world medicine. It's different.
Yeah.
It's very different. Yeah. Very different world right there. Yeah. Different. That being said, a large sack of donkey penises was confiscated at the Nigerian airport. That were labeled as cow male genitalia. But after further inspection, nope, that's donkey penis.
Even then, yeah.
Right? I mean, I wonder what the difference between a cow penis and a donkey penis is. Like, what's
that?
That
is not a...
Nope, I know my cows,
I've seen
okay?
It before.
All right. I wonder, is it size? Is it girth? What is it? What are we talking here? You know? How does one instantaneously know? Yep, that's not.
Don't you dare try to fool me. Mm. I know a bull ween when I see one.
Yeah, dude, that's...
I must call this something else. Not have been appropriate on air. But yes, go ahead.
That being said, the rareness of these donkeys is one of the reasons why Nigeria has banned the export of these parts. And, in fact, of killing donkeys, just because they are needed for the actual country itself. It's so nice having Brad talking in my ear right now. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. I need to switch
every
it over right now.
Aaron,
I just like
he's like, hey, let's catch up for 10 minutes before you go on air.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
it totally is. No,
what I will do is just have a conversation in the corner.
I love it. I'm glad that he does.
And he's still on the phone.
It's good. I appreciate him so much.
And he's just like, so what do you have planned for the rest of the week?
Dinner plans tonight, or
you been out golfing lately?
Yeah, right. So how's Nate feeling, man? Yeah. Yeah, everything good with the fam?
Let me tell you about this par four I played yesterday.
I have a really, really great stories for you right now. You want to know that for lunch today?
Yeah.
Dude, I had a really killer sandwich today. It was bologna, a little mustard and mayo, some pickles, delicious.
Yeah. I switched it up with some provolone today.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Wow. Yeah, is that about how it's going? Okay, even better. A little crunch factor. Well, that being said, back to penises, y'all. Because we need to protect... Apparently, the donkey penis, again, going to China for health benefits. Wonder what, you know, maybe better skin, longer life.
Interesting.
Need less of an ass. we determined that a donkey's an ass, right? Did we determine that already?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We did.
I wonder how much those are going for.
Yeah, I do.
You know, like, that's just, I don't want to know, actually.
I mean, now, it doesn't say the exact size of it. They say total of 16 sacks of genitals were seized, and that's what their words are, okay, not mine. And it was roughly around $116,000 worth.
Whoa!
God damn!
Of skins, yeah. So, yeah, wow. There's a little. It depends on how big a sack is, yeah, you know?
But that being said, there's some money.
There's some money, yeah. So maybe, and they say it's hard to breed donkeys because they're very, the fertility rates are low.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can buy a Democrat donkey D, which is just a donkey with a penis for a nose, for $679 on Etsy.
Is that it's not a real donkey penis,
it's
though.
It's not. Oh, okay. No, you can't. All right. Unfortunately, in the U.S., it does not look like you can find donkey penis.
Okay. All right. Well, Nigeria, where it's at, apparently. Okay. Wow. If you need to get your donkey peen on, you know where to go.
Nigeria.
Nigeria. Yeah. That or China, apparently. China has everything. China's got everything.
China, and you probably have a.
Yeah, exactly. You probably don't have to go through that much issues in China. They're probably just like right on the street corner.
Yeah,
like, hey, donkey penises and cows. Yeah. Compare the differences.
Half off Wednesdays, bro.
Jesus. They go one length and girth. Okay, we'll move it on.
I don't need to be.
Now, we'll move on from.
I just found an octopus with penis arms.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to stop searching.
What are you looking up?
You're going to go far down a very, very interesting rabbit hole.
Donkey penises for sale.
Yeah, that's what you need to look up.
Oh, my gosh.
As we move on from that world right now, the underground world of the donkey penises, mm-hmm. we go to the great state of Arizona, where once again,
have they disappoint us this time?
No, they didn't disappoint us. It did its job.
Oh,
you step over a railing, you might have problems. And that's what happened to my man. Unfortunately for a young 44-year-old visitor of said park, decided to take a more scenic route.
Mm.
Stepping over the proper areas in which you're allowed to be on, and ultimately fell to his death. Now,
damn.
I want to feel bad for the guy. You do. Mm. It's sad. That's a tough way to go. Mm-hmm. But there's things around there that protect you from falling. Called railings.
Exactly.
And if you're on one side of the railing, it doesn't help you.
Yeah.
It's like, for it to work, you have to be on the side that stops you from going over.
Be on the right side.
If you cross over, danger could come your way. And I have no... I gotta let you go. I feel like we Darwin Award you right there.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, sir, for taking your stupidity out of our gene pool. That's what we should be doing.
Well, I mean, did he? Did he have kids?
Oh, that's ooh,
his
that's
gene. His gene pool still might be there.
Around. We might have to push the
exterminate him.
Yeah, we gotta get them all.
All right, Timmy, come over.
Your dad, unfortunately, was not too smart, so you got to go too.
Your dad's an idiot. It makes you one as well.
Your chance too.
We're gonna spread his ashes, and then we're gonna spread you.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. Wow. So once again, y'all, when you're at those places, especially in nature, respect it. Okay. You know how I talk about my love for the wildlife.
Yep.
And if you go after them, that's wild. They'll get you. Respect the wildlife. Respect nature.
Oh, nice. Always.
Don't cross over the railings. They don't protect you that way. Your picture is not worth your life. Actually, for some people, it might be because we might get you out of the gene pool. And they'll say, hey, yeah, we'll kick a picture for you to die right now because I don't want you on here.
Keep going back.
A little bit further.
Back,
if you're willing to do that.
And right there.
Yeah.
You're willing to do it, you take on an inherent danger.
Oh.
And it's tough out there. So be careful. Follow the rules, y'all. I know the rules are a lot more fun to be broken.
Let's go.
Sorry. But they're there for a reason, to protect you from your own stupidity.
So he hopped over the railing, then he just fell?
Tried to take it. No, he didn't fall. He went to try to take a better picture, went to an area that had some loose gravel, fell down a steep divide.
Well, I mean, how many stories have you told on this show about people taking a selfie, stepping back, and
it's
then
it's happened. Yeah. I mean, I don't specifically look for that, but no, I do. You know, it just pops up in my mind because I think they know I like those stories.
Yeah, of course.
Not so much. It's sad. Definitely, I can hear the sadness to it. But
at the same time, like you said,
I can't. You, there's reasons they're out there.
Yeah, those railings are there for a purpose.
Protect your wildlife. They will keep them wild.
Yeah.
Another thing too, stop feeding the wildlife too. I see so many videos of people trying to feed squirrels or donkeys. Not donkeys. I'm a donkey's on my mind right now. Elks, you know, trying to get the bear close by.
Yeah.
No.
What are you guys doing?
Leave them wild.
Yep.
You are on their home. Pick up after yourself.
Yep.
That too. Don't leave trash behind. This turned into a nice little PSA right now of just don't be an idiot in national parks and around wildlife. Yeah.
But if you are getting it close to an animal, make sure it's on video so we can watch and get mauled.
That's all I would say. Like, please. Yes. Have someone always filming.
That's a great call.
I honestly think more people should be going to a, what is it, Yellowstone National Park, sitting next to a bison.
Just you know what, I will, if I have it filmed beat, I see someone do it, like, hey man, get a little closer, my video goes viral.
Yeah. Help me. Yes.
Not quite. Yes. Take a step closer. Yeah. Step closer. Step
hey, actually don't put your hand on it. Just try and pet it.
Pet it, baby. Yeah. Those claws can't knock that grizzly can't knock you out with one fail swoop.
Yeah.
Not gonna happen. You can outrun it, don't worry. Just sit a little bit closer.
Fetal position, y'all. Fetal position. All right. That's your news, y'all. Stay safe out there.
Appreciate it. Very good. As always. So, as we do around here each week, we like to bring in our foreign correspondent to catch us up on the sports we didn't pay enough attention to over the weekend. So, we bring in Aaron now. Aaron, hello!
How's it going, guys?
We're doing all right, I think. You know,
very good. Yeah. We rested day today.
It was a nice day today. Aaron,
you got rain. Yeah. We didn't even talk about that all day. Oh, you got rain today, Aaron.
Yeah. Pretty insane.
Congratulations. Wow.
Yeah. You feel special.
I don't know what it's like to be excited about rain because it rains here all the time, but minor details.
Yeah, no, it never rains here. Yeah.
We were in a nice little heat wave, so the rain was actually nice.
It was welcome. So we got a lot to catch up on. Serena may have played in her last match. The U.S. Open has come to a conclusion. So wherever you want to start with the U.S. Open, because we missed last week, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should keep it kind of short because UFC was wild this past weekend. So you're right, Serena played in her last match. Of course, when she lost, she gave a speech and was like, "Man, maybe I'll come back," which is par for the course for everyone who retires now, and it's so annoying. So I hope she never comes back. You go out with grace. I think that's the way to go. The woman who won was Iga Swiatek of Poland. She beat on Jabor of Turkey. And then in the men, Carlos Alcaraz of Spain, a 19-year-old, beat Casper Ruud in four sets. And I think the other highlights in the Open was Nick Kyrgios lost and wrecked two rackets, which is always fun to watch, in my opinion.
Nick Kyrgios just losing his mind is always entertaining. But you're right.
So fun.
The U.S. Open was great, but that's past tense. And so was the UFC from this past weekend. But holy moly, was that was crazy, having fighters not make weight, having fighters switch up. Oh, my God. Wherever you want to start there, and I'll follow your lead, because UFC was a blast this weekend.
Wild. So, yeah, I've got a little timeline. So it's UFC 279 in Vegas. It's Nate Diaz's last fight with the UFC, so big fight weekend no matter what. Thursday comes weigh-ins. His opponent, Khamzat Chimaev, missed weight by 8 pounds, which is, you know, when you think about what they do, you know, not crazy but not good, but it's just kind of a small hint to what's to happen. Press conference comes Friday. Dana White comes out and says, "Hey, guys, press conference has been canceled, and there's nothing else." That's all he says, which, like, it never happened before. He said that. It's never happened before. What do we find out 24 hours later? Well, it turns out there was an altercation backstage we didn't know about, and that's all we kind of get for 24 hours. Then he says, "Okay, we're going to switch things up." Original card is Nate Diaz versus Khamzat Chimaev, who missed weight. New card, Nate Diaz versus Tony Ferguson. Tony Ferguson was originally supposed to fight Li Jiliang. So that changes. Kevin Holland and Khamzat Chimaev are the new card. So that's the co-main event. And then Daniel Rodriguez ends up fighting Li Jiliang. And it was wild. It was a wild fight. Nate Diaz ends up winning by submission versus Tony Ferguson. Chimaev ends up winning by submission versus Kevin Holland. Just really a wild weekend.
The submission by the first of all, the fight between Diaz and Ferguson, As far as entertainment value, it was really fun.
High.
A lot of the blood. And just Tony Ferguson's style is so weird. He kept turning his back to Nate Diaz, and every time he thought Nate Diaz had him cornered, he would just slip out of it and start running around the ring. And just like I said, the entertainment value when Nate Diaz kept like just dropping his hands and putting his hands on the octagon and looking at the crowd like, what's this guy doing?
Typical Nate Diaz. Yeah. I love it so much. I'm gonna miss him.
Yeah, shout out to my future brother-in-law who used to train with the Diaz brothers. I was fortunate enough to get to watch this fight with my future brother-in-law Casey, and to hear someone who actually knows UFC talk about UFC,
made I can only imagine.
Yeah, made it that much more enjoyable. He said, "Yeah, my concern going into this, Tony Ferguson kicks a lot. Nate Diaz doesn't check kicks. If he doesn't check kicks, this is going to be a quick fight." And then the very first kick, Nate Diaz checked, and Tony Ferguson's shin exploded in blood. And then, yeah, just a great fight. And the submission itself, it's like, yo, couldn't he have got to that quicker? But no, it was beautiful. And then, you know, all the things that come with Nate Diaz were there as well, and just, you know, the post fight interview, all of that, just
always
entertaining. And now he's claiming he's going to go take on another sport. I think everyone assumes it's going to be boxing, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, Nate Diaz always puts on a phenomenal fight. I there's just like not words to describe how great he is. Yeah. And you're right, the post game interviews. Words you're not allowed to say on the radio, yeah. Just about the shoes he was wearing.
Right. Yeah, it was so good. And Nate Diaz, we need to start talking about him as one of the greatest fighters of all time. I mean, such a legend. And I was actually glad that he got to go out, finish up his UFC contract against another legend in Tony Ferguson. So, phenomenal fight. What are you looking forward to on the sports calendar now?
You know what? I had something in mind and I don't remember, but I would like to say, Derek brags about how he's not doing fantasy, and what he leaves out is that he got kicked out of the fantasy league that he does with his sister, and he was replaced by his nephew. So,
wanna say, trust me, I had no problem being kicked out. I was paying zero attention to that.
Hold on, give us some details and cut Derek's mic if you wouldn't mind. Why was Derek removed from the league?
I get that Derek was not super entertained with my group of friends. Derek knows them all, though, obviously. So he just was, you know, not really participating. And so, you know what? We cut him out. His nephew, super into football, loves all of it, had joined a league last year, but it was one of those like random leagues. And so we decided that my nephew, who really loves football, should be part of a league that he could really get into. And so we did a live draft last weekend. The nephew got to be part of it.
Awesome.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Well, I think it sounds like everyone won then, because Derek didn't really want to participate. You could put his mic back on now. Derek's been complaining about fantasy for some years. So sounds like everyone won. Your nephew now gets to participate in something he really enjoys and wanted to be part of something. Derek gets an easy out because he gets replaced by his nephew. Win-win for everyone as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. We're all good here. Yeah.
Absolutely. But I did want to point out that Derek didn't remove himself.
Gotcha.
He was removed.
He was asked to leave.
Well, I mean, I don't even know how you can remove yourself from a league. I thought you did. Yeah, I didn't feel like I got an invite for next year, so I feel like that's how you don't get into it.
Sure, Derek. Yeah. Tell yourself that.
Again, I would have been auto-jacking the entire time. Y'all would have hated me again anyway.
Let's stay right there while you're here, Aaron, because I have a quick grinds my gears.
You know what really grinds my gears?
The guy in your league who just gave up, it doesn't adjust their roster, doesn't show up to the draft, shows no interest, and can literally swing the entire league simply by not updating his lineup week to week. That guy sucks, and I hate him. And, Derek, if you're being that guy, I'm glad you're out of the league.
It sounds like
everyone won. But I don't have one in my league right now, but we've had them before, and it's just the worst. It ruins it for everyone. Just if you're going to commit, then commit and play. Even if your team's garbage, you got to play all the way through. And if you're the guy who quits, then you should be removed. That's it.
100%. All right,
Aaron. Yep, you're with me?
Always. And you know what? No regrets there.
Excellent as always. Good. Thank you, Aaron. We will catch up with you next week.
Talk to you later, guys.
All right,
peace.
All right, so we got to fly through this next few minutes here. So, do you have, my friend, do you have a useless stat that is ready to go?
I do.
All right, here you go, sir.
Oh. I like it. All right, useless stat of the day. Queen of England, 96 years old. She was alive for 39% of the United States history. Or, sorry, of them being America.
Okay.
So, since 1776 to now, 39% of that, she was alive for.
She was how old when she died?
96. She was 96.
So was my gramps, not impressed.
So, but if you were 99, like Betty White, 40% of
Derek's
our
favorite
country.
There
so,
you go.
Yeah.
There you go. There's your useless stat of the day.
All right, very good. I appreciate it. That was nice and concise.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to Rudy's picks.
In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't gonna never happen.
I gotta tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy.
All
right, boys, NFL's back, so,
Perfect.
Brutal week one, but it's okay. Week two is right down the street. We got the Ravens at home against the Dolphins at -3.
Yep.
I got the Packers at home against the Bears at -10. We're by a couple points because Aaron Rodgers loves to destroy the Bears. I got the Mets tomorrow with DeGrom on the mound over the Cubs. And, I think that's about it. So short and simple. Let's hit the
short
money,
and simple.
Boys.
All right, let's keep it moving because we have a North State update that's going to need to be short and simple as well.
We don't need to do the drop. We're just going to run straight through it.
Okay.
Let's go to men's soccer. We have 2 weeks to go over. They went 3-1 over the past 2 weeks. They're now 3-2 overall with Cal Poly Humboldt coming up this Saturday. So check them out at home against Cal Poly Humboldt, which is so weird to say. And then the next game after that is going to be away the week after that against Sonoma State. Let's go over to the women. Not too pretty. They went 1-1-1 with a cancellation as well because of smoke. Their next game, Cal Poly Humboldt as well this Saturday. That game is going to be at 4:30. Their overall record, it's a winning record, 2-1-2. So hopefully they can come into Cal Poly Humboldt and have a good win in conference. Going to volleyball, it's been a struggle for them this year. They are 2-7 with 5 straight losses right now. They're playing against
Jesus.
Yeah, it's not
Do
been.
Do you have any good news for us?
You know what?
That's more time.
Next game is against Cal State Monterey Bay this Friday, and then Saturday against San Francisco State at home. Both of those games are going to be at 5 p.m. start time. Here's where the good news is. Pleasant Valley 3-0. They just beat Yuba City and Las Plumas 31-15 and 48-0. This is where the meat of their schedule is going to come into play. They'll be playing against Oak Ridge, also 3-0 at Oak Ridge on Thursday, away game 6:30. After that, it'll be a big hard matchup against.
Sorry, that was not.
What? What grinds your gears? Because what grinds my gears is when somebody interrupts me middle of my segment. Thank you very much. Now, let's go to Chico High. It hasn't been too pretty, kind of like that little drop right there. They are 1-2. They lost to Yuba City 35-21 last week. And River Valley, I wouldn't put it there. That was kind of disappointing. And then they actually beat River Valley, which, good for them. There you go. Better decision. 47-6. Their record is 2-1. They'll be playing against Whitney, which is Whitney away. They are 2-2. So Friday, 7:30. Chico High playing, and that is your North State update.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
Grinds my gears.
That's baseball, baby.
All right,
dude.
What's happening in baseball,
dude? Got to give a shout out to Albert Pujols.
Hey,
A-Rod.
Hey. Right Steroid free, baby.
Steroid, yeah. I mean,
allegedly.
Well, yeah. I mean, something's going on right now, though. Yeah. Just like, this old timer is popping them out left and right now. Literally, of guests left and riders, which is usually not normal for the man right now.
He hit it off of righty yesterday.
Yeah. So the guy is hitting them both right now. Pujols, three away from breaking that 700.
Let's go.
Mark. Obviously, pretty legendary if he can. Shots to Pujols and what they're doing. I mean, Cardinals having a nice little run right now. It's going to be a scary year for playoff scary.
Are your Dodgers up 20 in the division right
now? Yeah.
Okay.
We are.
Can I get a quick grinds my gears in?
Sure.
All right.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Subscriptions for everything. We don't need subscription for soap. Sasquatch. Okay. When I need soap, I'll go buy soap. I don't need a subscription for it. It's ridiculous. Let's relax on the subscriptions. Just because we can doesn't mean we should.
It's aggressive out there. They want to get you. They want to rip you in. They want to rip
everything
you in.
Wants a subscription. Well,
they want you to
buy
forget
something once. Yeah, it's messed up. I don't like it.
All right. That's how they got you.
Yeah. Are we good?
I'm chill.
And no one has anything. Everyone's happy. No one needs to get anything in. Yeah, go ahead.
Baseball. I mean, go ahead.
What?
I got one for